It's now time for News Headlines with Molly on the Big Party Show on Channel 94.1.
There's no safer place in a store.
I love it.
As we learned yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I watched KMTV. I mean, mm-hmm. It was, they were there, ironclad in the midst of the storm. People were pretty wigged.
Yeah, they had everybody on the streets. It's weird because I could see it from where I was at, you know, and it was a surreal moment because I've never seen a tornado before.
Like you saw it before you heard sirens?
No, I heard sirens and I look out the window, immediately looked out the window and saw this weird thing in the distance, you know, because mm-hmm. my skies are a little bit different than it was over there on the north side. And I could see it. I could see this thing spinning.
Millard skies. You're a Millard sky.
Yeah. I could see this thing spinning from a distance. And I was like, is that a tornado? And I just watched it. Then I watched it go up. And then it was just kind of gone. It was weird, though, when the whole thing was going on and the sirens are going on and people are driving. And, I mean, I guess, what do you do?
Yesterday, people got good footage. And it was an example of why we understand why tornado sirens go off.
Mm-hmm.
We all hear the scary fear, but then nothing really happened.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
A lot of times it's we don't all collectively get to witness what the people see, which is why the sirens go off.
Right.
I mean, then you saw the footage and you're like, oh.
That's why.
Yeah,
that's,
those images are just...
I mean, that's what they base it on. Somebody calls in and says they see a funnel, they see it's spinning. So I guess it kind of dropped it a little bit, but, you know, it could have been worse. But
oh, yes.
That was awesome to see in the middle of the city.
Yeah.
They're saying it's an EF1, that's what came through
That's
yesterday.
What it was? Okay.
Yeah, that's what the National Weather Service is assessing the damage, and they're saying it sounds like an EF1. It was spotted near 132nd and Blondo Streets at about 3:45 yesterday afternoon. Elementary school dismissal at OPS was delayed. I mean, you know, the tornado happened just as they were probably getting ready to let all those little kids out.
Everybody hit the basements, and it's a good thing to practice those drills.
It was a good, I think everybody did a really good job, man.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. No, nobody got hurt. I mean, from the sound of it, it's just they're assessing minor property damage near Dodge and Boys Town. But other than that, I mean, no people damage, which that's the big thing.
Like, I noticed people were like, why aren't they freaking out on Dodge?
Yeah.
You know, people were kind of breaking that down. Why are people so calm? It's like, that's a good thing. People didn't just pull over to the side of the road and panic. It's like, we've all been here. I thought it was a good practice run.
Well, police say a child has been shot in North Omaha, taken to the hospital. Omaha police say the child, who is thought to be about 1 year old, was shot around 5 o'clock Wednesday. Police aren't releasing many details. The toddler was taken to Nebraska Medical Center. And the father of a Bellevue woman, pardon me, killed in a deadly hit and run is in Washington this morning, ready to talk to Congress. Scott Root, he's Sarah Root's father. He's going to testify before a House Committee on Oversight and Government Reform. Investigators say that Eswin Meha was racing drunk and in the country illegally when he slammed into Sarah Root, killing her in a deadly crash back in January. Today's hearing begins this morning.
He's still gone, right?
Yes. Yeah. No word on him. And two boys who were hit by a car Tuesday remain in the hospital as of last night. The driver of the car who hit the two boys, a 26-year-old, is not going to face charges. In fact, the driver stopped to help the boys along with other drivers who saw what happened. Now, according to investigators, the boys ran into traffic trying to cross the busy 156th Street at Pepperwood, just north of West Dodge Expressway, only a few blocks from Peter Kiewit Middle School, where they both were students. The engineer for the city said that the crossing signal there wasn't working and was apparently damaged by a storm that happened Sunday. And the city said that the crossing signal has since been repaired, but that might have been why the boys, you know, because people were like,
I like everybody got a green because they said the kids had a green and then I guess the driver had a green.
Yeah.
Oh.
So it's one of those.
I feel like the city is like, hey, Gary, don't be so anxious to say that out loud. Everything was broke, you guys. Yeah. Like, we're going to get sued.
Yeah, everybody, be cool.
So they all had greens.
Well, yeah, like a turn. Right. I imagine like a turning. Like if you, that's all I could think. I don't know exactly the matrix of how it was all set up, but everybody had to go.
I mean, I assume we got to watch for kids anyway. You know, pedestrian right of way, right?
Yes.
And an Omaha man accused of stealing a gay pride rainbow flag and burning it has been found guilty. Omaha World Herald reports that the 24-year-old was found guilty Wednesday of arson. The case was prosecuted as a felony, not a misdemeanor, because the incident was investigated as a hate crime.
Can't you believe it that it took that long? That's our friend Ariane.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Faces up to 2 years in prison or 5 years of probation when he's sentenced in August. So one or the other. But yeah, it could be 2 years of jail time. That happened back almost a little over a year ago.
Right?
Yeah.
I thought that had been kind of metered out, but.
I guess not. I thought it was one of those, overserved and.
Yeah, I think he was loaded running down the street, I think, with the flag on fire. Something like that. So
screwing with the neighbor's flag. But I just always thought, I'm like, if it was
an American flag.
It was almost an age thing. Like, if the guy was a little bit older and it's like you knew better, I would be a little bit more heavy-handed than... I know the kid knew what he was doing, but he was also young and drunk and stupid.
Yeah, stupid's right, so...
Yeah, but I guess he pleaded guilty, so the sentencing doesn't happen until August. And Berkshire Hathaway getting rolling. People are probably already landing in town, getting ready for the big meeting Saturday morning. And the word this year is the vendors at the CenturyLink have historically opened to shareholders the morning of the annual meeting. It's all the little stands. People could do shopping while they're there. Pampered Chefs, See's Candy, Oriental Trading, Fruit of the Loom, Borsheim's. Well, now comes word that after success last year, they're once again going to be opening on Friday afternoon, so shoppers can get a little jump start on things. So from noon to 5 on Friday down at the CenturyLink, all those stands will be open for business.
Do you think this will be the last year where Warren Buffett is at the helm?
Probably. It could be.
I mean, I would think this one could be extra special.
Yeah.
Because you never know. Couldn't you see this meeting being done?
That's why.
And then Warren being like, I'm stepping down this year.
That's why I feel like he is doing the Yahoo broadcast so he can get every single member watching.
And then he'll say, I'm stepping down.
Yeah. That's what it kind of feels like. So
why would he step down? I mean,
let that man retire.
We don't know. We know nothing. But there's been rumbling for
a while. Yeah. I mean, years and years and years about this could be it. This could be it.
You know, like he keeps talking about, you know, his replacement and and I always just wonder. I'm like, what would that do? What would happen?
Let's not talk about it.
Would they stay put? You know, in Omaha.
So people get the shareholders do a lot of shopping. You know,
I mean, last year was
event.
The 50th anniversary.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
So that was a lot of big turnout because it was such a big year.
Okay.
So anyway,
I was just pointing that out.
Shopping and all that is going on tomorrow, I guess, so people can get a jump start. You know, they already have that little taster party and stuff at like Borsheim's for all the shareholders and everything. I guess the big little trinket this year is a Roberto Coin gold and diamond BRK pendant and
now,
bracelet.
Can anyone grab that at Borsheim's, or do you have to have your Berkshire badge?
I think anybody could grab it, but it's on sale down at the CenturyLink. It sounds like this is like one of the little big shebang deals. It's $775 for each of them. But then there's like a $58 shareholders can also take a little piece of Borsheim's home. The company will for the first time sell a Borsheim's signature scented candle. I mean, they usually don't get into that kind of stuff, but I guess Borsheim's is also going to sell a nail polish kit with the Borsheim's burgundy and silver colors. So you can have your...
I can't wait.
You can get your nails dipped.
So Roberto Coin, though, is pretty good stuff.
Yeah, that's really nice stuff.
I love you, baby. I bought something shiny. I bought a shiny rock and some shiny painted metals.
Mm-hmm.
And it cost many of my paychecks. Will you love me now?
She's like, for the time being, until you bring me other trinkets. Ted Cruz says if he wins the Republican presidential nomination, Carly Fiorina will be his running mate. Fiorina dropped out of the Republican presidential race earlier this year while campaigning in Indiana. Senator Cruz said Fiorina knows how to create jobs and called her a person of extraordinary intelligence and deep conservative principles. She's the former CEO of Hewlett-Packard. Now, Republican presidential frontrunner Donald Trump.
That face.
Oh, the face.
Talking about Ted Cruz's face.
Yeah, both of them.
Better
face than
all the faces. Republican presidential frontrunner Donald Trump isn't impressed. He says his rival Ted Cruz is wasting his time choosing a running mate. So at a Fox News town hall event in Indianapolis, Trump said Cruz has no path to victory and he gets a headache when he hears him talk. God, he's so mean. Trump is coming off a sweep of 5 primary states this week. And on the flip side, Bernie Sanders laying off hundreds of campaign workers. He's focusing on winning California. The Democratic presidential candidate told the New York Times that despite the staff cutbacks, he'll remain in the race through the summer's Democratic convention. The Vermont senator lost 4 of the 5 state primaries yesterday to his rival, frontrunner Hillary Clinton.
Now, what will Bernie Sanders supporters do when he falls away?
I don't know. I mean,
where are they going to go? I mean, are they going to root for Hillary? Are they going to riot?
There could be rioting. I mean, I think it depends on, you know, what brought him into the pack. You know, some people were just in the game for Bernie. They weren't necessarily Democrats or Republicans. They were just Bernie fans. So they could go anywhere.
This entire election was like a speed dating moment. And I just keep thinking of the first hour of the speed dating. Like, I want to go back. I kind of move past a couple of those gals.
I want to go back.
I really do. I want to go back. To candidates on both sides. Like, I was thinking of Martin O'Malley the other day. Like, right? That guy seemed like a nice guy.
He was a nice guy.
How about Carson?
No.
Oh, no.
Okay, all
no.
right.
Little, no, no.
You're batting on that date.
Soft talker?
Early,
no.
Early, when there were, like, 57 Republican candidates
right.
and, like, 4 Democratic candidates.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them seemed saner than what we have.
You're like, can we go back and revisit? I know. It kind of makes you, it gives you pause. You're like, oh, remember when the stage for the Republican debates was just an auditorium just to fit the candidates?
I can't wait till it's over.
This convention's going to be interesting. I mean, what are they going to do?
Fight?
That's the big thing is that the Republicans are like, geez, now we just kind of got to, I mean, it's all in. Now, the word is that they're now focusing on Senate campaigns because they're like, I mean, obviously.
They're not going to get it.
Obviously, with the considering the our options. I was like, that is so sad when your party gives up on you. It's like, oh, no. Kids going to be going to work with their parents across the country today. It's take your daughters and sons to work day.
Do people do that, though? Does anyone really do that?
I don't know.
I've seen it before.
Have you?
Yeah. I mean, I don't.
I'm saying on the actual take your child to work day. We have people who take their child to work because they don't have a, you know,
right. Daycare options.
On the official take your kid to work day, do people do that anymore?
It's weird because I've never had, I mean, none of us have really had the kind of job where.
You should bring Declan down to the basement. I mean, you're at work right now. Why don't you bring him officially downstairs?
Put him on air. Get to work. Read the news.
Be funny though, actually.
Oh my God, his little voice. His voice is so.
Yeah,
it's funny because you just think to yourself, you're like, you're not going to sound like this forever. Like, there's going to be some point where it starts getting deeper.
I mean, take your kid to work day became a thing to really give them a reason to bring your kid. Now I'm just saying, because you couldn't show up at work with your kid.
No.
You'd be like, why is your kid here?
Right.
Now you can be like, you know, I didn't have daycare.
People are
it's
like,
not
okay.
that big of a deal. People are like, okay.
It seems like it would be a distraction to have your kid at work, and the boss would kind of frown on that, this whole holiday of
right.
what it is, you know.
I guess some companies go to the extent where they schedule activities for the kids. Like, they really look forward to this, you know. Employees are urged to bring kids other than their own, like nieces and nephews. Like, for, you know, example, like if you don't have kids, like go ahead and grab a niece or nephew. Bring them.
I would think the more organized, the better.
Yeah. I mean, I just think about big fun companies like, you know, like you think about like Yahoo, places like that, or like PayPal that we hear are like fun places to work, like cool. Like, you would think that take your kid to work day on days like that would be like just almost like a carnival for the kids.
Yeah. And how about take your parent? Why don't we do take your parents to work day? Like, in professional sports, you'll always see, like in the NFL or the NHL, they'll show behind the scenes that there's like one weekend where they'll tell the players it's take your dad.
Aww.
In for the week. Like, dads will come in and they'll go on like a roadie. They'll travel with like 2 games, and it's a completely different dynamic.
That's
get to go in the locker room. The coach gives them all of a speech. Like, you guys all know why we're fired up tonight. Your dads are here.
That's pretty cool. I like that.
And then they'll cut to the dads all there together at the game, kind of bonding. And they'll usually, NHL does it all the time. Most franchises will do, they'll pick one weekend where if there's a close roadie and then one at home, and the guys love it.
I was going to say, it's got to be a moment where there's just a big group of dads that are just so proud of their kids,
mm-hmm.
all in one collective, you know?
So cute.
You know, and the coaches are smart about it. They're like, we know that you guys are here because these guys.
Yeah.
Probably drove you to practice.
Take your kid to work day.
Take your kid to work day. So if you're starting to see some kids in the office, don't give Pam a hard time. They're supposed to be there.
You could win $5,000 cash from Mutual First Federal Credit Union. Just keep listening. It's Pick Your Prize on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
I felt like I did a few things wrong yesterday in the sirens of the tornado. First of all, I did not rush to the basement. Didn't even think anything about it. I walked straight outside the door and stood on a tree stump so I can get a better view of the tornado in the distance.
That's what the reporters all kept saying, that they were, the storm chasers are chasing it, and they were like, you know, everybody's out pulling over, taking pictures of it.
Yeah. Right. I felt like I just did something wrong. And in the back of my head, I was thinking to myself, I should be in the basement because I don't know. I can't see if there's maybe there's two or three of them on the ground, and maybe one's heading my way. So, and then the other thing I think I felt wrong, I didn't film any of it. I mean,
didn't? It was just you watching?
I just watched it. It didn't even dawn on me for a second to pull out the camera.
I mean,
could
you have trumped the photos that are out there?
No, it was too close. Mine was a distance. See, from what I saw, it just looked like it looked like what all the photos we see, but from a distance it was. So it was kind of hard to believe that was a tornado. It was so surreal because I've never seen a tornado before in real person. And so I'm watching this thing and I can see it spinning, and then I'm watching, and then I see it just go up, and I'm like, geez, that was a tornado I was just watching. So it was surreal. That's bucket list. I've never seen a tornado before.
Well, it was a funnel cloud.
It was a funnel, but yeah. I saw it because it was a little bit of distance. It looked like it was a tornado down there, but it didn't touch. I guess it didn't touch on 132nd in Dodge. It just almost hit the ground or something. I know some fences got beat up.
I'm sure there's people that have trees that are gone that are...
Yeah.
It's a weird thing when you have insurance too, because my mom still lives where... You know, half a mile from where that tornado cut.
It went
right in between, basically just west of Burke High School. I mean, it would have been across the football field.
Okay.
You know, and across the baseball fields. Like, it was headed to Costco, basically.
Oh.
That's where that thing was swerving.
Yeah.
And all that footage. But whether it's on the ground is a weird deal of, like, how you can get your trees blown down. And they'll call them straight line winds. I remember we had all the trees when we were a kid knocked down. Like all the trees, we moved into a house with a ton of trees, 9 trees.
Gone.
All knocked down, ripped out of the ground. One of them, it threw it on the deck, but it was straight line winds. I remember it was a big deal. My dad
amazing?
Was mad because it was like, that was like a tornado.
The terror.
I mean, where it had done localized damage in one yard, and then the two houses next to it, no damage.
Yeah.
It's like.
Seemed like that have to be a tornado.
That's the crazy thing of how. Something on the edge where it's popping down. So yesterday, obviously, could have been worse. It made neat pictures. Luckily, it didn't do a lot of damage. It seemed like the media, everybody was pretty on it.
Yeah.
But we all are still way behind. There's no way we can live stream when it's really going down. Like everyone, you could tell everyone was behind it. We had Matt Monroe on yesterday saying that most people that survive a tornado will tell you that it happened so fast.
Boom.
They don't even have time to react.
Yeah.
They look up like, oh, it's here, you know, and their fence is getting torn up. So that could have been pretty spooky if everyone was putting that footage up there, but it was like 5, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, mm-hmm. 20 minutes old,
yeah.
still being thrown out there like it's
there still.
Fresh. And if you know, I mean, so the tornado went right by my mom's and was headed over my sister's. It went over my sister's house.
Okay.
And you're watching this on TV like... Are you there? Like,
are you
is
in the
this
basement?
Bad?
Yeah.
And then when you're watching the reports, they're like, damage happening at Fort, and you're like, okay, it's passed.
Yeah.
Those things move pretty quickly.
Well, I know a lot of people in the area, business-wise, because I saw in the news, made it to like Hy-Vee. I think
it was
Frank's
where we do
Pizza
the,
took
It was where we do
the
diaper drive.
Yeah.
It was Linden Market Hy-Vee.
Yeah, so their people were running into the basement, so that's good. A good sign. I mean, even over here, I mean, in business around here, the people that I know, they're all in the basements, you know? So, yeah, it's just kind of a weird, scary moment because I've always, you know, we always been like, no, a tornado can never hit Omaha. And I mean, I think that's just a good, oh, geez, test run just in case something does happen, you know, because that could have got
reset
so bad.
Everybody.
Oh, yeah, that could have got so bad. I mean, I was just amazed because I was watching this thing and everybody's driving and everyone's still doing their thing, like, and the sirens are just blaring. And I'm thinking to myself as I'm standing outside going, nobody's in any urgent run. So I was like, well, is that a tornado? But it's a tornado warning, which means tornado is on ground, you know, so or at least the funnel.
It was a Wednesday. This is when they test the thing, the sirens. So I think people, the sirens definitely were necessary yesterday. I don't think anyone, I had no idea until I heard the sirens. Next Friday is the anniversary of the 1975 tornado.
Yeah, that I thought about as well during the whole thing. I'm like, well, right on the time. So for the most part. So yeah, that was, it was crazy. To see that, and I mean, I don't want to call it a bucket list thing, but yeah, I've never seen anything that like that before, and it was just kind of weird.
75 calming, was a tornado headed south to north, and cruising along 72nd. Yesterday was basically, that thing followed 132nd for a bit.
Yeah, it did.
And then cruised northeast.
I just think it didn't get worse.
The Big Party Show, Channel 94.1.
All right, Celebrity News, Molly, what's going on?
So the latest is that prescription drugs were reportedly found in Prince's possession at the time of his death. So they are focusing, it looks like, the investigation on what is turning out to be more and more looking like an opiate overdose. Law enforcement is saying that they are looking at the DEA to find out where the medications came from. I guess there were a lot of different ones, and they're wondering if maybe he was doc shopping or if people were, you know, providing them for him outside of the ones he was prescribed. No information has been released yet about his autopsy. They're waiting for the, you know, toxicology, but I imagine that that will probably be the linchpin in what everything happened.
But what do you think of the Inquirer? The Inquirer's saying he had AIDS.
Oh, really? I didn't see that.
Yeah, that's their huge headline.
Wow, that's, I mean,
yeah, it's the National Inquirer, so.
Right.
They've been true about other things, so...
God, their headline, they're saying that he was diagnosed with AIDS 6 months before his death, but refused medical treatment and wasted away.
Jeez.
Now, you know, who knows? It'll be interesting. It would be interesting to know, was he sick with something else? Because wouldn't you all agree?
57.
Like, what happened?
And it was awful quick.
They had to stop the plane. They're saying that he had, like, walking pneumonia, you know?
I mean, which I immediately thought was a sign of when people used to die... When people had AIDS untreated, they died of the flu.
People don't, you know, a lot of people didn't die of AIDS. People die of the things that AIDS, yeah, exactly. Like your body's immune system is shot. So things like the flu, things like pneumonia overtake you. And those are usually the quote unquote causes of death. But really the underlying thing was HIV. Now that might be the case. So when they stopped the plane, what was it like
a
week ago?
Very tragic because it seems like people, especially with money, celebrities, they can treat it. I mean, people can live with...
Charlie Sheen's been doing it.
You bet. Because they have the money and the resource, you know, and so, all right. So
what a heartache. So when they made that emergency landing in Illinois when he was flying back from Georgia on his way home, they had given him a shot of that Narcan. It's that life-saving drug to counteract the effect of opiates. So that's leading people to believe more and more that it was probably an opiate overdose that finally he succumbed to. Now, a Minnesota A Minnesota judge is taking steps to protect the estate. I guess there's been a special administrator that was appointed yesterday because he did not have a will. So his sister has asked the court to step in saying, you know, there's no will. You know, can you help arbitrate? So he is said to be worth an estimated $300 million. He was married and divorced twice, has no living parents or children who could inherit the estate, just his, you know, he has the one full-blooded sibling, his sister. And they said that it could take years to estimate how much Prince was really worth when he died, given that he didn't have a will and he has all of that, you know, all of those things, you know, the musical properties in that vault at Paisley Park. So, to be continued. Kelly Ripa is reportedly ready to quit ABC's Live with Kelly and Michael unless CNN anchor Anderson Cooper or Watch What Happens Live host Andy Cohen replace Michael Strahan.
Those are her picks. I think it'll probably be Anderson Cooper.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
I think it would be. I think it'd be a good match.
That'd be a lot of skinny blondes.
Good time for
one room.
It's a good time for Kelly Ripa. I'm telling you, I was saying this will work out. I think this will work out well for her. Her fans all reacted.
Right.
So this is now the time for talent to be like, look, man, I have a draw.
This is
you,
my thing.
You people need you need people watching your TV station.
This is the time.
This is the time.
And you know what? She was there before Michael Strahan.
Michael Strahan. So this is the rumor that unless Anderson or Andy can come on, she really doesn't want to do the show.
How much money does she have?
I don't know. I was interested in that, too. Like, I don't know what her payday is. I mean, I imagine it's in the millions. I mean, I'm sure she has, like, a contract that...
I'm telling you, I remember watching the show. I haven't watched it in years, but I watched it when they were doing the replacement, however long ago that was.
Right.
And it went on forever. It was like when we were trying... When, Molly, when you left us. When you quit on us, like Michael Strahan. Michael Strahan. And Kelly was good with anyone who filled in. She really was. I thought she was awesome with any. I mean, like, I think she's the star.
She is the star.
She fits well
with anyone.
Any guy. Yeah. And that's why, like, as a guy, why it works. You sit there and watch her and, like, I want to be sitting next to her.
They're saying,
you know what I mean? Don't you feel like it? Like, yeah. She's a gal you want to have
she's cute.
A beer
she's,
with in a
she's
bar.
She's so cute.
Adorable. She's like your funny sister.
You bet. Right. They're saying that her salary is around $20 million an episode. She's worth like $100 million.
There's no way $20 million
in I know. I'm like, come on.
Yeah, you're,
they're saying of a Michael, you know, Strahan, but that's, you know.
$20 million in episode?
I'm sorry. $20 million a year. What am I saying?
Okay, I was like, an episode. Yeah, I was like, damn. Yeah. Like, she's just like, done one episode. She's like, I'm good. I'm going to take vacation the rest of the year.
That's pretty good, though.
$20 million a year?
Not bad.
Yeah.
Wow. So, I mean, that's almost $20 million an episode if you compare it to, like, being on a sitcom. Like, how many shows in a season are there when you do a sitcom? It's once a week.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Remember they were trying, that was always the high watermark.
Like Friends.
Like a million an episode.
Yep. You were like the highest paid person in television Hollywood.
So $20 million a year, she says she's worth, her net worth is like $100 mil. So.
She's doing okay. Plus she's got all of the other like sponsorship gigs.
Stuff.
Doesn't she do, yeah, she does
nails
like the-
nails and all that other stuff, I'm sure, right?
Yeah. She does the appliances, you know, like the GE. She's always out there like touting like how cool their ovens are and stuff like that.
Just hair removal.
How much did you say? How much million was it?
$20 million a year worth. Her net worth is $100 million.
They say there's between 22 and 30 episodes in a season, depending on the length.
So it's like almost like a million.
Yeah, about a million.
A little under a million.
For a sitcom. So she's making good money.
That's crazy.
Don't leave. Don't walk away.
No, no, no.
That's your celebrity news update on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
Win $5,000 cash, a $5,000 shopping spree, a trip for four to Disney World, or a trip to Hawaii with cash. It's pick your prize on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.